Oh no, we got 2 minutes. Oh shit, we're live. Oh fuck. How did that happen? Welcome to the fucking Rogue Show. This is how we fucking do it, man. I want to give a big shout out to myself, because I'm the fucking shit. Hold on, I'm not quite fucking ready, folks. Hold on, for real, all bullshit aside, I apologize for starting the show a little crazy. So, you guys try some of this while we get back to you. Everybody, it's Friday night. There's the real intro to the Rogue Show. Big shout out to all my great sponsors, MMAMadhouse.com, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards, Revolver MMA, Go Fight Live Television, RearNakedSmoke.net, Ink Tank Tattoo. Who am I forgetting? Oh, Clock Tower Pub, number one bar in all sports bar in all of Oregon. You guys hit them up, get drunk, eat some food, tell them I sent you, buy a lot of shit, tip the girls. Right now, we're going to start the show. I know for sure I've got an amazing fighter sitting in the studio tonight, Jason the Killer Z, 16-0 as a pro, undefeated, hanging out. I've also got the owner of Clinch Custom Mouth Guards, Jeff, with me. I've got a rabid dog himself. David McManus is online. And then I don't know who this other person is. Hey, 6'2", who do we got?
Yo, it's Chris Gregory, MMATopics.net.
Welcome to the show, Mr. Chris Gregory.
Yeah, I got a new number. I got a new number, just so everyone knows.
Okay,
so my wifey upgraded me to a smartphone, so now I have a smartphone. Oh, dang.
Hey, first and foremost, we got David McManus on with us. Some of you guys, fans, you guys have heard him on the MMA Madhouse show that we host during the week. You guys have seen this kid fight some crazy fights, including cancer, getting back in the cage. Good friend of both Madhouse and Dave is up tonight fighting another good friend of Madhouse and Clinch, and that's Dave Crescane and Abe Jacobs. They're fighting here in about in the next 5-10 minutes. I know you're a big fan of his. For the fans out there who don't know much about him, Dave, why don't you tell us a little bit about your training partner?
Okay, well, Abe Jacobs, crazy. He's one of the toughest guys I've ever seen in my whole life. I've honestly watched him walk in and tap a black belt his first day there. In jiu-jitsu, a very highly decorated black belt. He's tapped Forrest Griffin. He's outstanding wrestler. I mean, nothing against Dave because he's got an outstanding background as well, and I got a lot of respect for the guy. I'll see him on UFC someday. You know, definitely root for him. But he is fighting my teammate, and I do believe that Abe's going to knock him out. Abe's finished. If you guys look at Abe's fights, Abe's finished 95% of his fights, finished them. So, I mean, it speaks for itself.
How many fights does he have? I thought he has two fights.
Well, two pro fights. Look at his amateur fights as well. Hello?
Okay, I'm confused. I thought his record was different. Okay, so, okay, either way, let's not worry about the record so much right now. The guy you train with, Abe, very, you know, well-rounded, talented fighter. Obviously, his coach and you know, General JT Taylor has worked on him, and definitely he obviously knows who Dave is. He's from the Pac Northwest. He's probably watched him fight. If Dave hasn't even fought on one of his cards, probably, who knows. But your opinion, do you see this being a decision fight, Dave, or do you see this getting as a finish kind of fight?
No, with the way everybody's talking about Dave, because I really don't know Dave as well, which is funny because I pretty much know everybody that fights in Oregon and Washington, but from what I hear from Jeff and, you know, everybody else has pretty credible backgrounds of knowing fighters, it sounds like it's going to be finished on either side. So whoever wins this fight is going to win it, I think, with a highlight reel finish.
I can't disagree with you on that. I can see, it going both ways. We were just talking about this earlier. Chris Gregory can attest. I don't know if you've seen it, but, you know, Dave Corshane has lost. I mean, it happens. I mean, guys lose, and he lost to Sapo, in an interesting way. No one probably saw, it going any other way, really. But, you know, fighters can get caught. You yourself have been caught in a fight. You yourself have caught fighters. It's part of the game. I'm curious, because you have a good insight for the fans, before we jump to Jeff's and talk on the other side of the ring. What would you say is Abe's backbone to his game? Is he a grappler base or is he a striker base?
Oh, he's definitely a wrestler, but he likes to throw leather. I mean, this kid jumped out of my truck and punched a horse at a powwow. So, I mean, come on. And rock the horse.
to give the opponent a fair shake, Jeff, I know that you know Dave probably better than anybody on the show tonight, other than maybe Chris Gregory has all those posters of him in his room. Give the fans who might not know who Dave is, why don't you give a little rundown for, you know, the fans out there listening tonight about this main event going down at Conquest at the Cage right about now, live results on MMAMadhouse.com.
Dave Corshane, 13-6 pro. He's been around for, he turned pro 5 years ago, I believe. 2003, 11 years ago. He turned pro against Eddie Ellis for his opener. He started out with three losses. Since those three losses, he's went 13-3. He's a fucking bad dude. He has beat all comers. I mean, it don't matter what level they're at, he's just wrecking dudes. He took a bad fight with the XFC in the weight class up, and he got caught with a bad stoppage, in my opinion. He got hit, obviously, but it should have been stopped there. But either way, he lost. But he's so dangerous from everywhere. He trains like a professional fighter 24-7. He doesn't do the part-time, the job and then the part-time training and stuff. He is hardcore. And mentally, he is so fucking scary. He just, he's just one of those guys that you're not going to intimidate him. No one's going to intimidate him. He's fought like legends. I mean, he's the Destiny champion from Hawaii. He's the hottest fighter around right now. He's pretty much most people think he's unstoppable right now. He is the best, in my opinion, he's the best lightweight in the Northwest, bar none, Zuffa signed or not. Dave beats them all, pretty much on a regular basis. So I don't know Abe well enough to say that he is not something, but I just know Dave good enough to know what he is, and I don't think there's anybody around here who can touch him. I mean, he is fucking scary. He hits so hard. Seeing the one-punch knockouts in, like, 10 seconds and grinding out stuff. He can wrestle. He can sub. He'll go to the gym, and he'll decide he's going to get 30 subs in a night. He'll sub 30 guys. I mean, he's a fucking beast. And he'll train with everybody, all the toughest guys over there, every day, the Warrior Camp, with just a bunch of fucking ninjas, man. He's a scary dude. He is the thing right now. If Abe wins this fight, it's going to be a huge win, and it's going to launch Abe's career, totally launch him. It'll be a huge win. I just don't think it's likely. But, like I said, I don't know him. We'll see.
I'll tell you what. I think you nailed it on the head right there when you said if Abe beats him, this is going to launch his career. Because, you know, I know a lot of us who in the media who follow Dave's career, you know that he's on the XFC title path waiting for Holtzman and all that deal. And, you know, obviously fans know he missed the Brazil trip due to some paperwork issues, which wasn't his fault. So it just happened. But I think that we have a young Kershane in the cage versus a prime Kershane. They're so similar in so many ways in their games. This is a fight that I'm really super excited to see about. And win or lose, Abe is going to have some experience with a high-level fighter that is invaluable this young in your career.
That's very true. That's very true. And, I wish Dave luck, I don't wish any ill feeling towards the guy. Would love to watch him fight someone else and kick their ass, but you know how it is, especially with desert dogs. Like,
oh yeah,
our loyalty for nobody.
You guys are loyal, whether it's around a bonfire or on the mat. It doesn't matter. You guys are family. I can attest to that. I know you guys. I've seen you guys fight. I've seen you guys train. I've seen you guys laugh together, cry together, the whole gambit, you know. I know what kind of bond you guys have. And there is no reason why you shouldn't be 100% loyal behind him. Look, I was talking to JT months ago about trying to find that kid fights because JT believes in this kid so much. And I think that's great, and that's what we need to see is more talented kids coming up who are well-rounded, good fighters, so that we could keep making this a great sport for all of us to watch and be part of, like yourself. The fight's going to go how it goes. I don't have a dog in this fight. I'm media. I get to sit back and just play devil's advocate on both sides, you know, because when somebody's hyping one fighter, I counteract it, and somebody's hyping the other fighter, I counteract that, because that's what I get to do. You know, and that's what I love about my job. I get to be Switzerland and just poke at everybody. Well, we're talking fighting. We're talking Desert Dogs out of Smash Fitness, Redmond, Oregon, under the tutelage of General JT Taylor. When will we see you back in the cage whipping some ass again?
July 12th, as long as I'm not fighting a forest fire somewhere.
Okay.
And it's a rematch against Sergeant.
Oh, it's Steve Sergeant, right?
Yeah, Shane Sergeant, the one I fought here.
I'm thinking of Savage. Never mind, I'm retarded. I heard rumors you're going to fight down at UCS.
Yeah, I'm fighting at Charlie Gorilla Show.
Yeah. Are you the only dog on the card?
No, Colton will be there. I'm not sure who else, but I think there's a couple other fighters going down there as well.
Is Colton not on the Bama card too, correct?
He's out. He's not fighting that fight.
Oh, he's out of that fight? Oh, bummer. That's a
huge as far as I know, he's taking that bump.
Oh, I can't believe that. I hope. Is it due to injury or just, hey, I'm kicking back?
I'm not 100% sure right now. You'd have to ask him on that one. I'm not even 100% sure if he's actually out of the fight.
Oh, I hope he isn't, man. You know the kind of exposure that event right there? I mean, that dude, Bama, he's been covering Bama USA for a while. Brett's a great guy. His promotion's top quality. What he does for fighters is amazing. I mean, insane event, man. Just even if you just go to watch the fights, which I plan on it. By the way, it's June 14th at Seven Feathers Casino. It's going to be a good event. Speaking
yeah,
of good,
go
ahead.
Sorry, Skip.
Fuck me, dude. Go ahead and talk. I talk all the time.
That guy from Bama, he hit me up there for a while on Facebook about his events and promoting it and stuff like that. I probably could have got on that card too, but really just after fighting or beating Shane Sargent, I'm just trying to focus and Jeff said about that Dave guy, I feel unstoppable myself right now. I feel like I'm ready. I'm in my prime and my game's where I need it. Like, if I choose to keep it on my feet, I'm going to keep it on my feet. But I love jiu-jitsu. I love the art of tying someone up and making them tap out.
Well, I mean, you know, there's a lot of fans out there. You know, like I said, we're trying to introduce them to you a little bit on this show. You guys went down to Budo, cleaned up pretty good, huh?
Yeah, 3-0.
It's a good night. What did you think about that kid's heart that Colton faced? I mean, that kid just kept coming. He was getting killed, but he just would not stop. I was impressed by that heart.
In the words of Mark Cameron that you said a while back, I remember this, that dude's a warrior. Like, that kid can fight. I would watch him fight anytime. Because he was out of it in the third round. I thought they should have stopped it, but he had heart enough to stay in there for a fourth. I couldn't believe it.
I was really great to see, you know, a great main event like that. It was good to see all you dogs win. I'm curious. We got Chris Gregory on the line. We got everybody else on the line. I know tonight I watched some kick-ass fights. We all know Bada Hari won the championship yesterday. What the fuck? Somebody, what's all going on, everybody? Anything good? Any fights coming up? Anything you want to talk about?
Oh, man. You know, we've been talking about the pro tournament with Battleground MMA. Well, there's another pro tournament going down in Kansas City, done by Kansas City Fighting Alliance on August 16th. And it's going to be a four-man, one-night tournament, and the winner rides away with a fucking Harley, man. That's kick-ass. I think it's going to be newer 135ers going pro, so it'll make it real competitive because they're all on the same level. I think it's going to be badass, man. It's a Kansas City Fighting Alliance, so if you haven't checked it out, go check it out on Facebook.
Dude, that's a great event. They put on some great fights, that group. I know you're kind of partial to some of them.
Yeah, it's Kansas. It's Joe Wooster and James Krause from the UFC. I mean, they put on a kick-ass show, always have great fights. And, man, it's one of the shows that I would definitely, you know, put guys on. I mean, anytime. That's just a killer show. Production value is amazing, and the videos are out in like a day. You gotta love that.
Oh yeah. First of all, the one night tournament, $50,000. I mean, it's a who's who, dude. Okay, I got Holman winning. I think he's going psycho. I think he's gonna win it all.
I agree.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, look, don't get me wrong. There's some good fighters in it. I mean, some great fighters. I mean, the whole card stacked, folks. I mean, but I think this is built for Dennis. I really do. I think this kind of fight night is built for him.
Yeah.
He doesn't take much damage. He's really durable. He doesn't take the damage the way he fights, his style. Doesn't get hit a lot.
I agree.
I'll accept the Donald Trump fight. You're pretty good at picking them there, Skip.
Hey, I think I picked the Jason Giebels one wrong too, baby.
You'll look on your side. You get a reminder.
Oh, yes.
I think I'm a little bit better picking it, judging by your tattoo.
Well, dude, Ryan Couture versus Johnny Carson. I think that's impressive that the only guy they could find Ryan Couture to fight and beat was a 60-year-old dead guy. So go get it, Ryan. Also,
that's fucked up. Hey, listen. I know the king of late night, Johnny Carson, is dude that's fighting him. That's what his name is. His nickname is actually, and I think that he's going to beat Ryan Couture. Honestly, I know that everyone thinks that Ryan Couture is just going to come in and win this fight, but I don't think so. Johnny Carson trains with Melendez. Johnny Carson trades with Melendez and he's gonna be on point.
I think
Josh Bryant's gonna win that one night tournament, just to let you guys know.
Well, that's what's great about this show is like, look, you could drop in and be like, look, dude, this is my opinion from this part of the country. I can always just hang up on you, but you know.
I know how I am. It's just like when your Northwest guys go anywhere, you know, it's like I'm the same way. Like, I always go for the Midwest guys. Even though I'm media, I still go for the Midwest guys no matter what.
I agree. I have a tendency, but here, hold on. Hold on. Let's go. Let's do it. Where's the breaking news button when I need it? Here we go.
Muy importante. Muy importante. Muy importante.
Elizabeth Phillips defeats Katie Howard via unanimous decision. Main event up next, folks. You stay right here. We'll be the first ones to announce it because that's how we roll. We've got Abe Jacobs taking on Dave Crashane and the main event, Conquest of the Cage. Stay right here, folks, because either in 15, 20 minutes we're going to have it because it was a long war, or in 6 minutes we're going to have it because somebody won quickly. So you never know. Don't hang up. Don't go nowhere.
The fight is going to end in 44 seconds. I'm making a prediction. Anyone got predictions? 44 seconds. I don't care who wins, just 44 seconds.
That's Chris. He's like, I just picked the time.
Yeah, I'm picking 44 seconds.
Okay, now can we do this kind of like pick time like you would on The Price is Right? And everybody pick a time. At the end, I'm going to go 1 second like it would be $1. That way when all you guys are wrong, I win.
That's some bullshit.
Oh, shit. Dude, tonight, guys, I watched, a ridiculously sick event, man. Completely impressed top to bottom with this all-pro card. See what happens when you smoke too much? I just forgot the name of it while I'm talking to you guys. What the fuck did I watch? Fight Time out of Howard Davis Jr., duh, boxing legend, Hall of Famer. Oh, man, this card, some nasty, nasty fights. Big shout-out to a young man out of the Pacific Northwest who was fighting down there. He lost. Oh, Sherry, hold on. I'm fixing that. Where was I? Oh, Arvin, however you say it, Pengalaguasa. He lost to Miguel Respito, vicious ground and pound. Dude, he was working from the bottom. He went for a nasty heel hook, almost had it. The guy got out and just elbows. But I think we only had one fight. No, every single fight was a finish. We had tap to strikes, KO, armbar, guillotine, TKO, TKO, rear naked choke, Darce choke. And Mike Rio, the Wolverine, came in there and made the Irish Hurricane look like a joke. quick. It's just dark.
Irish Hurricane.
Yeah, I don't. Irish Hurricane is. Oh, you're in, girl. I see you there. What's up, girl? How you doing? What you wearing? great fight, guys. It was over on Go Live. If you guys get a chance to check it out, you should. But also, I want to give a shout-out to Ricci, dude. Alex Ricci up at Substance Cage Combat 2.0 up in Canada. We had Adam Martin, one of our writers, up there covering that event tonight. And Ricci grabbed that victory. One more step. It's time for him to now start facing top five guys in Canada so that he can make the next journey from there. It was a good card all the way around. So you guys check out all the results for that. I believe some of their fights were, from what I was told, it had some nasty, nasty. Mike Malott, like, murdered the guy in the cage with a KO. Like, they had to stretcher his ass out, tank oxygen around his face and everything. He got plowed. What else we got going on this weekend? Oh, shit! 4 hours from now, I'll be watching live from Korea, Road FC. Watch out! You guys, that's going to be a good event. You don't want to miss that one if you're going to be up that late. What else is going on this weekend? Somebody give me some events. I can't think of any.
I'm going to Kovac's fight.
Oh, you're going to Cage Warrior? We got Knucklehead. Knucklehead 9 up at Telemoke. So that's going down.
Yeah. Justin Malani's fighting.
Yes, he is. And if he goes and gets that victory, that'd be a pretty nice birthday present.
Yeah, for the Copenhagen kid.
Dude, that's a cool nickname.
Did
let's be honest.
Josh LaGrange?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Hey, Dave. Jeff asked you a question. Sometimes it's
what's
here.
That? Hear him.
Do you know who Josh LaGrange is down there, the fighter?
Who's that?
Josh LaGrange?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He fought Tommy Massey. He's a warrior.
Cool. He's fighting my guy at Bama. So.
Oh, nice. Jeff, sorry, what's that?
I just wonder what anything about him, if he's good or, what I can see about him by his record, he doesn't look like he's a killer, but he's got 5 fights. My guy's got none, so it's a good debut. I mean, it's fair.
Oh, he's fighting one of your guys?
Yeah. Well, I only have really one guy that I manage, so. Yeah, he's fighting Jason Gray. For Jason Gray's pro debut. At 145.
He's a striker, man. He's got some pretty good striking, and his jiu-jitsu's not too bad. There's a fight on YouTube, Tommy Massey versus Josh LaGrange. You can look it up on YouTube, and it's pretty good for a title.
Cool. Right on. I'll do that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Look at that. Shit getting done, biatches. That's how it gets done,
anyway,
man. Hey, Dave, it's always good to hear from you, brother, and it's good to see you in town when I run around. And anytime I get out of the house, you know me, I'm a hermit. I don't ever go anywhere. Hey, you should come down to the bar. Let me fucking throw down some grub, man.
Yeah, sure, we'll do it.
I'm just up the street from the gym, bro. Like, just like a mile up the road on just right before you get to Walmart on the left-hand side, right before you turn to the hospital. I know you know where the hospital is. Right there. And, dude, and here, it's even better because you train. It's all local. It's all fresh baked, no preservatives, local meats, all super fresh. It's good shit, brother.
Let's
plus,
eat
I have
after
lots
training.
Of alcohol.
Hey, a little bit of beer don't hurt.
That's right. So, stop by sometime. Say hi, brother.
I will do, man. I'll talk to you later.
Hey.
Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Later, brother.
All right, later. Oos.
Everybody, David McManus, find him on Facebook. Follow him, like him, share him.
What the hell?
I know. I was hoping he was going to stay on.
Talking like 2 minutes longer.
I know.
Chris.
44 seconds. 44 seconds.
44 seconds.
That's all I got to say tonight is 44 seconds. No, I'm just playing.
Do you know what? Do you know that's Lepaki's nickname in the club, right?
Or in bed, 44 seconds.
Well, down at the club. That's what all the guys at the club call him. That's what he told me. He's like, you wouldn't even believe why. And I was like, I bet I do, but I don't want to know.
Back to house.
You ever notice Lepaki always makes comments about being a bear?
I don't know.
Oh, Dave Crescane lost.
Shut up.
Dude, Dave Crescane, tap out, rear naked choke, round one. He won.
What?
He won. Via rear naked choke, round one.
How many seconds? I need this information, Skippy. I need this information.
It says Dave Crescane, tap out, rear naked choke, round one. So he won. I misread it. I was stoned, dude. Sorry. I was reading it wrong. I'm like, Dave Crescane tapped out. But it's Dave Crescane, tap out, rear naked choke, round one.
See this anywhere.
I'm putting it up right now. I just got the results.
Oh.
Just sent
to me. We need to know what happened in seconds. If I'm a psychic, I need to know.
Well, I just asked them. I just sent back a message. I'm putting in the results right now. Okay. Abe got caught and then dropped. So Dave Crescane won. Rear naked choke, round one. It was a brawl. Dave got caught.
I wonder if Dave McManus didn't get the results about 30 seconds sooner than you, and he just said, oh, gotta go. Well, hopefully he learned. Hopefully it was good, you know. Because this Abe guy does sound like he's real good. I mean, hopefully this is just, you know, he learns from it and comes back stronger. A lot of hype around him for Ben.
The announcer there sucked. Oh, he's sending me the video right now, folks. I will have the video of this finish in mere seconds.
Derek Brown is the man. Derek's the man.
Dude, Derek, if I had a sister in Chicago, I would make her fly out here and take care of you. But I don't have a sister. Sorry, brother. So, Lepaki, go be your little bear buddy. I can't believe he didn't show up tonight. What's he doing that's so important? Nothing.
He's probably being banned.
He's playing Nintendo Wii probably right now.
Man, with his Wii, all right.
What game would he be playing?
I bet you he's a Smash Bros. Kind of guy.
I was going to say like something like Donkey Kong. He'd probably be playing Donkey Kong.
Yep.
Dude, I'm ready for next week, man. I'm ready for this show to be in the book. Man.
Dude, you got a big card coming up.
Yes, I do. But, you know, Aaron Durow versus Ramon Barber, sick fight, man. Both are seasoned veterans. We're talking 9-5 versus 16-10 maybe or something like that. I mean, Aaron Durow has a lot of fights. He's on a 4-fight losing streak, but you know he's fought guys like Drew Dober. You know, God man, Mark Dickman. You know, I mean, tough dudes. He's fought pretty much everyone, and yeah, he's looking to get back on the winning streak with a win over Ramon Barber here. And I think if it goes to the ground, Durow has the advantage. If it stays on the feet, I don't really know. I think it's a pretty even fight. Joel likes to brawl, and so does Ramon Barber. So I hope it stays on the feet. You know what I'm saying? I hope we get, you know, one of those fights. And then Charles Brown is making his pro debut. Dude, he's like 18-10 as an amateur. It was time for him to just go ahead and, you know, make the jump over. You know, he was sick of fighting for free, so it was time for him to make the jump. He'll be fighting Jordan Brown, who only had 2 amateur fights, but the kid's legit, man. His wrestling is great. He's definitely ready to go pro. I, you know, at first when I looked at his amateur record, I was like, man, you know, maybe this guy's not ready to go pro. But I went and checked him out in the gym. He lives right here in the same town that I do, and dude's legit. I mean, I know the jiu-jitsu guys he's with, and he's legit, man. It's going to be a good fight. I don't know who wins that fight at all. It's going to be fight of the night for sure. All of them could be fight of the night, shit. And then Joe Fulk versus Evan Woolsey, both are 1-1. It's a great pro fight. And that's it, 3 pro fights. And then we got Michael Heckert, of course. Everybody knows Michael Heckert. Little 155 beast, just turned 18 or 19 years old. You know, the kid's 5-1 right now, and he's taking on another guy who's 5-2 or 6-2. I don't know what his record is. It's one of the two. It's Andrew Sigismund. This dude's real good on the ground. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Michael Heckert always has the advantage because, obviously, you know, I know him. But, man, he has a tough fight here. And then his next fight, if he wins this, it's going to be even tougher, yeah, man. Michael Heckert is just stepping it up every single time. Every time the kid fights, he steps it up.
Yes.
What?
I just got a phone call from somebody who was at the fight.
Oh, yeah?
First words out of his mouth were, Dave almost fucking lost, man. That was unreal. That dude took Dave down, was lighting him up, and it looked like Dave was folding up, he said. And then Dave ended up getting his back and choking him. But he said, that dude is legit. He is tough as hell. Right out of Hamlet's mouth.
There we go. Dude, what did I say? This is like a young Dave versus a Dave in his prime. This kid's up and coming,
wow,
man. Dave's not an easy fight.
So that.
Once again, you know, it's great to see the talent, you know.
I think he's going to call the show. I think that talent's going to call in.
Okay.
Awesome. Hell yeah.
Hammy! Hammy, hey, hammy, hammy.
If anyone is listening from Kansas or Missouri and you're a heavyweight, hit me up. Jesus. Heavyweight's dropping out like flies on this card.
I got somebody. There's in the Madhouse Fight Finder group, folks. If you're in there, cool. If you're not, sorry. You know, hit me up. Maybe I'll add you to it if I can. they're looking for a 205er, I believe, in Georgia. So, for next month. I just saw that.
Yeah, I've had to make some changes to this card. My one of the fighters on the card, Rick Richmond, his son got sick, and, you know, he's been in the hospital for 5 days, man. He's like, nah, man, I'm going to fight. You know how fighters are. They're gung-ho. But I told him, man, he's 3-0. I told him, I was like, look, man, there's always a next time to fight, man. This is your kid, you know. I was like, man, I mean, seriously, I'm dropping you from the card. And he was pissed off at me. But in a way, I felt like I had to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was pissed off at me, but I had to do it, man. I had to tell him, hey, man, you know, your family is first. And to us, he's family, too. You know, he's the Blackout family. You know, anyone that fights for us is family. So I was like, look, man, you got to go take care of your kid first. And he was like, after an hour, he wasn't mad at me no more. He's like, man, I really appreciate it. So I just wish it's done well. And Rick Richmond, you'll be on the next card, man, you know. That's just, I couldn't let him fight. What is that sound? What is that god-awful sound?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, maybe it's just my phone, I guess. I don't know.
You sound clear now.
Oh, okay, it was probably because it was right next to the speaker of my computer. Like,
you sound really clear now. Now I can actually, you know, you're like crisp. I wish Jeff would sound this good.
Yeah, right. You know.
I know.
I can't ever hear Jeff.
Here's Jeff.
Hey, guys, I got over. And, kick his fucking ass. Fuck his
Oh, shit, that's great.
Half the time, I just say yes. He could be like, dude, I'm going to come up to your house. I'll be like, uh-huh, yeah, you got it, buddy. Go clinch.
I knew it.
Dude, if you end every sentence with go clinch, he don't care what you said before it.
Right. Go clinch.
Go clinch.
Oh, shit.
Man. I knew you weren't an asshole.
I've been talking for 10 minutes, bitches. Okay, I'm meeting the shot guy in the morning at like 5 a.m., which everybody keeps fucking bringing up. That's just odd, but whatever. It's the only time I can meet the dude. Even Carly's like, what are you guys selling drugs at 5 a.m.? Because we're going to meet in the Walmart parking lot. But I'm going to talk to him about making a shirt for you. This is, I've been talking for 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's great.
Clinch.
Because I can't make that myself. Because you're right there, could you? I'm in. Hey, hear me?
Go clinch.
Go clinch. Yeah. Okay, good.
I can hear about 2% of what he's saying.
Because, look, we're from the South. We've lived around Okefenokee motherfuckers and backwoods swamp people, and we can understand them. That's horrible.
Yeah, this is what you sound like when you get punched in the head every day by Leonard Showalter for 7 fucking years. You sound like me. Semi-retarded, but able to live on by myself, so it's kind of cool.
Chris.
I don't have to ride a bus or take a van. I can drive. Works out.
Who wins? Yeah, I'm sorry. What'd you say, Go Clinton? fuck up. Dude, Mark Hunt, Roy Nelson. Who do you guys got?
Oh, God. Mark Hunt, man. I got to go with Mark Hunt on this one. You know what? I don't go against Roy Nelson often because he has the physique of myself. So, but on this one, I'll have to go against him, man. I'm going to have to say Mark Hunt, man. A legend, been watching him a lot longer than I've been watching Roy Nelson, probably. I'd say, you know, it's pretty close to the same, but I think I've been watching Hunt longer, and I have to go with Hunt. I think Hunt's going to knock him out. I think he's actually going to get a knockout over Big Country.
Jeff, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Roy.
Thanks for coming over, Kelly.
Fuck you.
Jeff, who do you see winning?
I got to tell you twice?
Yeah, because
Roy.
I was telling... Oh, okay.
Roy.
Do you think... I was hoping that's what you said. Do you think that Roy's smart enough to take it straight to the ground?
Yes. I think he's getting smarter as he gets a little older here. And a little bit back from the head of the pack, I think he's getting smarter. So I think he will start making the smart choices and take the fight where it's in his favor and not just wherever it goes.
Yeah, because Dana White busted his ass for being boring sometimes on The Ultimate Fighter, he's been one of the most exciting fighters, you know, in the heavyweight division. And, I don't know, man. I think he'll probably be smart this fight. I have to agree with Clinch. He'll probably be smart, but I still hope Mark Hunt knocks him out. What the fuck is that?
That's Mark Hunt.
Hey, man, whatever that is, it's crazy.
That's the fight.
He's watching the video of the fight.
I am.
Hey, I mean, Gegard Mousasi's fighting tonight, isn't he? Or whatever time it is.
Where's he fighting?
Dude, UFC has two cards in one day. How dumb is that? Two cards in one day. They're fighting in Berlin. He's fighting Mark Munoz, man. Have you, like, I mean, although it is the UFC, I still follow Gegard Mousasi.
Dude, hold on. I just got the very first. I only got one half.
You don't have shit. Fucker.
Hey,
yeah, like, dude, they're UFC's on all day. I'm not going to hold on. You hold on. No, I'm just kidding.
Hold
what
on.
Are you doing?
Wait, wait, wait. He's watching a video. He wants us to sit here quietly while he watches a video.
Put it on YouTube, man. Shit.
Put it in sheep talk. Something.
Yeah, no kidding. I want to know how many seconds it is. I don't even care about watching it. I just want to know if it's 44 seconds.
It's 4 minutes. 4 minutes, I think Hamlet said.
Oh, that's the video might be 4 minutes, but it was still 44 seconds. I'm just kidding. That's cool, man. Hey, you know what? That's cool that we were all on here talking, and they both did good. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of weird, you know? It's like, okay, you know. I don't know. They both did good. Obviously, everybody said that dude's a beast.
Well, what I just – the first – the first
The first – the first –
10, 15, the first 10 seconds that I saw – Dave took an overhand right and got fucking shoved up against the cage, and then the fucking video stopped, so I'm waiting to get the rest.
Then he gets taken down.
That's what it looked like was about to happen.
Hamlet was so excited on the phone, I couldn't really understand most of what he was saying. He sounded like me. Which you'd think I'd be able to understand that, but I don't. I just speak retard, I don't understand it.
You speak retarded, but you don't understand it.
Would you post that either?
I'm gonna make a shirt that says that.
Yeah, scratch the "I've been on for 10 minutes." Go with that. Better shirt.
Okay, I got a clip. I got it downloaded. It's on my computer now. Play.
That
where
didn't do any good.
Here we go.
Wow. Hey, that place is loud as shit.
That was just that was Dave. Dave's fighting in his backyard. Who the hell is that ugly referee in the ring?
Undoubtedly.
Leg kick, punch, Dave counters. They squeeze up against the cage, circle out, Dave tries to trip, and then it drops. So, I'm waiting for the rest.
Drop a short video. Oh, I forgot. I was at Reese Andy's gym tonight. I'm going to send you this stuff. He is... Oh, where is it? Damn it, it's in the car. But he is heading up a team from Washington that's going to fight in Russia, kickboxing, the Sparta deal. Have you heard about it?
No.
Oh, it's really cool. They're guys are trying out, and they're going to be each team gets $10,000 for showing, and so they divide it up against their fighters. Fighters have to be under 191 pounds, and they fight in a – it's like a hallway, man. It's like 10 feet by 33 feet or something. And that's what they... Oh, it's cool. I got to find it because I brought all the paperwork because I knew you would love it because it's all kickboxing. It's a really cool deal. The first one they're over
yeah.
there. So he put together a team here to go over and compete in it in Russia in September. There's going to be tryouts at West Coast Fight Team in Auburn. Guys coming and trying out to make this team to go and fight. And, you know, they go, they make the team, they automatically get $2,000 for fighting, and then if they win, they get $30,000. The team does to divide up between them. Pretty cool.
Dude, no, I gotta check that out.
Yeah, you'll love it. It was you when you was telling me about it. I said, oh, I'm gonna give this to my buddy at Madhouse, and he's gonna. This will be talked about. I guarantee you, because he loves this
dude,
shit.
Give me the info, man. I'll get a hold of him.
Yeah,
dude,
well, for sure.
God, man, you guys privately on the show know what I'm talking about. I can't wait to talk about that deal. Holy shit.
We'll talk.
Dude, can I be honest? Since you guys are going to know all what I'm talking about, I really want to post it, and I want to tag somebody specific in it and hashtag got juice but I've been asked not to. I think that would be fucking. I think that'd be fucking hilarious. Just post it right on his wall with the hashtag "Got Juice." The whole press release. That would be funny. But I think that would probably start shit that doesn't need to be started, you know. But yeah. Wouldn't that be fucking hilarious if I did that? Because that whole shit about who's got juice.
Yeah.
Well, when I lay $10,000 worth of fight gear on somebody's lap, I'll show you who's got juice, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. You can't be ducking,
you can't. Yeah, I can't start shit.
You make some deal to not start shit?
I was asked not to.
Why are you taking these shitty deals? Why would you do that? You're the Skippy. Come on.
Yeah, but, you know,
what
once again,
do?
Sometimes
it's...
Look,
you
know,
it's something that
we've been talking about, and you know the way I'm going to handle certain things now with this business, and you know, obviously, sorry, he's sending me a message. He's trying to cut and edit and send me the rest of the fight right now. I want to, you know, kind of curve things towards that, you know, whole ESPN deal and really try to, you know, get us all up on there and you know, bring us to another level for as a whole group, you know. And, I, you know, the Rogue Show will probably be going to a different blog talk station real soon.
I know one we could use. Pretty sure.
You know, yeah, you know, there's a – I'll be honest. With ESPN as parent company and the Disney and all that stuff and what ESPN wants to do in way of working with Madhouse, we've got to kind of curve some things to be a little bit more, you know, straight and narrow. And I don't got a problem with that, I mean, at all. It's for the betterment of the company.
I agree 100%. But before we wrap the Rogue Show up like that, can I say fuck the industry? I'm just kidding.
No, you know, Rogue Show will not be stopping, but I was thinking, Chris, tell me what you think about this idea, taking the Rogue Show to the Hangout and doing it there.
You know what? I like that idea. I just don't like the fact that people watching us do what we do while we do the show. I don't like that.
No problem,
I don't like that.
No problem. It's all good.
Yeah.
What about...
Well...
What we need to do is we need to figure out a way to, goddamn fucking bug. We need to figure out a way to where we can all be online together like this, but streaming on Ustream to where we could just put up photos and like fight videos and just have that shit play while we're talking.
Exactly.
Commentary on videos, Dennis?
Yeah, you know, like, you know. Dude, I think that'd be kind of cool just to, like, you know, take the show and throw it up and have, you know, different fight videos and things playing. But either way, I tell you what I am having fun with is that the Madhouse Minute. And, Chris, I know you haven't done yours in a while, but I like yours too, brother. I've said to a few people privately, I'll say it on the show, I'm a big fan of HR's. I don't know why. I enjoy watching his. My wife thinks that Carl's is just crazy. You know, she just can't get enough of that. The monkey balls, that's tripping me out. Because, like, you'll be watching and all of a sudden monkey balls. I don't understand the whole monkey deal and the monkey doing push-ups. But, you know, it is what it is.
It's the guy that went to journalism school. He knows all those tricks and secrets and tips to, you know, grab people's interest. Because it's definitely interesting.
Yeah, because now I look for the monkey balls.
Yeah, you're talking about it each time now.
Yeah.
I think the best part of this Madhouse is Carl, dude. Carl is hilarious. Who knew? Who knew Carl was so damn funny?
Dude, he is. Dude, like, especially like that one episode where he has Tenley talking, you know, and he's like, he's mouthing the words and acting like she's talking. That was classic.
Yeah,
and the chick, and like, in the chicken coop, I love that idea.
Yeah,
I will give you mad fucking props because yours is like a movie inside our clips.
What?
You get down, man. Yours is like got special effects and editing and like all kinds of shit, dude. Fucking advertisements, fucking a home movie on the beach. I mean, you put all the kinds of shit in yours.
Home movie on the beach. Whoa. What film did I send you?
Dude, I swear yours are like a 90-second infomercial, man. I feel like I want to go buy whatever you're selling.
Well, cool. Then tomorrow you'll be going to sign up at West Coast Fight Team in Auburn, Washington.
Yeah. Hold on. I gotta.
Wait. Hold on. Fucking radio. How do you expect people to hold on? Hold on. Everybody, just down. Wait.
Everyone, shut up. Everyone shut up while I'm doing this. Wait, hold on.
Yeah. Give me the opposite of Windows. He's not Windows at all. He cannot multitask for shit. He can't even talk and do something at the same time. I don't know how he breathes and talks at the same time.
Do you know what? It's just a sad existence I live being so beautiful.
No, it's on the drugs. Who are you kidding? Getting beauty, it's the drugs. Don't do drugs, kid. This is what happens.
Hey, I'm down with dope, and I'm up with hope, buddy. Hey, does anybody want me to snapshot a picture of my security system so we can see what drunkards are at the bar and make fun of them? I wish I could patch this in, guys. I wish there was a way so you guys could all join, because I watch it all the time. I watch those fuckers at work. I'm like, dude, I'll text one. I'll text one of the cooks. I'll be like, dude, what are you doing? He's like, nothing. I'm like, why are you sitting on the couch? Oh, what the fuck? Yeah, motherfucker, I got a password for the security systems. I see it all, bitches. Is that wrong to let your employer watch you on video?
No.
When he's sitting at home?
No, not wrong. But he needs to tell you. He needs to be up front. There's security cameras here. I can see what's going on all the time. Keep that in mind. And then that's it. You shouldn't do it without knowing, but it's not wrong. It's a business. He deserves to be able to take care of it, keep it safe, know what's going on.
Nobody's out by
the manager works for doing it. That's kind of creepy. So you're kind of creepy.
Well, I'm looking right now, and I see Miss Donna slinging alcohol. I see a four top, about 10 people at the bar. It looks like somebody's out back, but nobody's by the fire pits, though. Bar's not doing too bad. Cool. Okay. I just check it every now and again. It's not like I use my phone app all the time.
What's Abe's last name?
Jacobs.
Emma's very impressed with him.
Do you know what I'm very impressed with? Sunsets and cold beer.
Yeah. Now I want a beer.
Now I want a sunset and a cold beer.
I need some tail. When's the show going to end?
Okay, everybody, thank you for joining the party tonight. I want to thank everybody for listening in. Tomorrow is going to be all about, I got like a fuck ton of events. So, yeah, let's wrap it up. Piece of chicken grease. Thank you to everyone who joined us. Eagle.
Donkey Kong.
Company always on the run, a destiny. Oh, it's the rising sun. I was born a shotgun in my hands, behind the gun, I'll make my fire.